not genetically modified, not synthetic. You're now using the very things that your melanin controls, because as they're finding now with black holes and dark stars, the biggest black hole you have is right there in your head in the pineal gland. It's a dark matter mass. They can't break it down. They have not been able to do it, and it does the same thing that you're now finding out. As we now go forward in consciousness on our planet, which I feel is going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, and we go consciousness with it, our melanin gets stronger. Our pineal gland begins to vibrate more, like the big waves that you see coming through Rheasis and the Caduceus. It is a way of coming back into consciousness and living with the planet rather than being against the planet, getting stronger instead of getting weaker. And this is why now they're getting into all these things that are going to weaken you in the term of shots and all like that. But I'll take a break on that one, because I think I've shared a lot, and I thank you very much, Brother Rich, for at least letting the people understand some of the products, of course. And we also do have tapes, but I'm more interested right now in the products we have, because everybody needs them and most people don't know it.
What does it mean for the planet? You say the planet is going from the third to the fifth dimension. What does it mean for the planet to be in the fifth dimension? How will it affect us differently? What will it be like?
It is my understanding, limited as being a mere mortal person, a spiritual person, trying to understand the existence of life and why I have here and where I'm going from and where I'm coming to and all these things. In my studies now, as is being revealed by many people, so I agree with them, that our planet has been like a kindergarten. It's been a planet that is like a zoo, Matrix, the island of Dr. Mabuse, where you had a mad scientist that escaped so-called civilization and went and experimented with animals on the island, crossbreeding them, DNAing them, mixing other animals with other animals, and finally humans with other animals. Well, I think that's what's been done on this planet. This planet is very, very, very old, much older than most of the geophysicists and archaeologists and meteorologists and all of these so-called historic figures that try to measure the Earth. And it has had intelligent life on it. If we can call this intelligent life, then I say it continues. I think we're not too intelligent most of the time, but it has had intelligent life forms on it. And unfortunately, some of those life forms have taken hold of this planet, misused it, and be DNA'd many things, and many experiments still go on here. And those are why you hear about people being abandoned and kidnapped and genetically modified. There's a fight that has been going on for this planet for some time. But this planet has won the fight. It's won the love of the Universal Creator, who has decreed, and I can think of no other else than the Universal Creator that can do this, that our planet now be granted a dispensation, the right, to go from kindergarten to postgraduate school. And in the space of, I would say, the next 4 years, because as they talk about 2012, 2012 means if you can get there, you're already into the fifth dimension. Now that goes by this, by saying that the third dimension is as low as you can get and still be under a sun. That's why you hear the phrase, there's nothing new under a sun. That simply means that when you have a sun, you cannot govern yourself. You are now using the rays of consciousness that certain ones on the planet can pull from, the planet herself can pull from, but when a planet graduates, she goes into the dark world. She goes and creates her own light. You know, they always say, looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. Well, I say, and wise souls bring the light when they go into the tunnel, because if they know you go into the tunnel, you'll need light. And so let there be light meant that the darkness had surrounded here was also very good, but it was misused, and the sun was misused by the moon. And that gets into another story. I'm not going to cross all these things. But when the moon came in, it lowered the vibrations of the sun, and our sun has been seeking to grow in stature and in magnetism ever since. Well, we now have, and I say this very slowly, most of you have heard it before. For those who are new at it, I'll make the statement again. We now have two suns. We've had a second sun since almost the middle of 2003. And it is very magnetic and growing in magnetism. And, of course, all the astronomers and astrophysicists and, again, the meteorologists say that our sun magnetic field is weakening. Biggest lie ever told. They want it to weaken. The sun's our planet's magnetic energy is growing because the sun is now doubled in intensity because there are now two of them. Many people, I used to tell them, you know, last year how they could still take photographs of it with just a cell phone camera. And you take it at the setting, not the rising, and you can see too. Well, that second one now has come into almost the same harmony with that first one. And with all the chemtrails and fog that they're putting up in false clouds, it's kind of hard to see, but you can feel the effect. And magnetic energy always feels cold. It's very vibrant, but it feels cold to the body till it resonates with the friction of chi or the energy field. So other than that, it simply means that, as I understand it, our planet is graduating. We're now entering into the outer fringes of the fourth dimension. That's why people see shadow people. They begin to see, discover planets they didn't know were there before because those planets were in a frequency too high for us. But as we raise in vibration, as individuals do, they see more, they become more, they are more. For those who are not going to become more and bring out the best they can be, and that doesn't mean by joining the Marines. It means by joining the consciousness of the Universal Creator's mind. When you do this, certain facilities within your body will begin to function better, dreaming in color, precognition, knowing somebody's going to call and they do. All these things are showing you that you're going forth. If these things are not happening, you've gone backwards. And that could be from the bad food, from being ignorant enough to take the shots, thinking that the shots can help you, by taking, again, drinking the water that's got contamination of fluoride and chlorine and mercury, food that's genetically modified, and even the very air we breathe. Now, they're putting chemtrails up into it, which contain titanium, barium, and aluminum, and that's bad for your body. So everything on this planet is being worked for bad, but the Creator has said, the planet has said, I want to be good. So for all of those problems, there are solutions. There's ways of cleaning up the chemtrails. There's ways, as I say, of taking out the bad things in the food, cleaning up your water, cleaning up your brain, your mind, and your soul. The thing is, you have to want to, have to be disciplined enough to do those things you know are right. And as other people say, when they begin to do the wrong thing, you can't do the right way in a wrong world, but you can do the wrong world a right thing if you understand who you are and make this a better place. I think it was Michael Jackson said that, and they took him out for that, but he's now stronger than he ever was because in the heavenly realms, people still remember him. That's the end of it.
Dr. Blair, what planet do melanated people come from, or what galaxy we're outside of this third dimension?
Well, melanated people, per se, are, let's put it a different way. Melanin is everywhere. Everything stems from melanin. That's why they say everything is absorbed into a black hole. Every light comes from darkness. Everything stems from the black hole. Everything stems from darkness. This is why darkness is not to be feared. The absorption of all rays makes darkness, but all rays still exist within that darkness, which means that even though it seems light to us because we're in a different spectrum vibration, it is very light once you're in the darkness. This is why melanin is a gift from the Universal Prime Creator. When you have melanin and a gland to actually produce and help understand melanin, the pineal gland, you are triply blessed. Now, it's been said that all galaxies that are dark have dark matter. And dark matter is what melanin is. Some say Sirius, some say Andromeda, some say Arcturus, some say many. There are many galaxies that have blackness and people and things because there's some blackness. See, for one thing, too, melanin actually is dark green color. It is chlorophyll. It is a life-giving source. There are many creatures and things that don't look like you but are dark in matter. If you have that, you have some melanin within you. That's what melanin generates. So whether or not it be those systems that I mentioned, or whether they be in existence in even other heavens, because I understand there might even be more than one universe and multi-universes. So it's very hard for me to say. But as history shows here, as affecting this solar system, it's been mainly Sirius. It's been Canis Major and Canis Minor. It's been Andromeda. It's been Arcturus. It's been many systems. In fact, it's been said that there is a brother sisterhood out there that's called the Galactic Confederation, which is versus what is called the Pact. The Pact is made by Dracons and evil-dwelling people. Some even have melanin, unfortunately, but it's been misused, versus those who are seeking the light of consciousness, not the darkness, again, of despair. The darkness is what you must enter into with light, and then you qualify. Other than that, you're under a sun. You can only go so far, and we're about to, as I say, to lose our sun, which is going to get brighter, and we'll become, and say, in fact, on the nth degree, planets become suns if they raise their consciousness enough, and you get a chance to even express that. Different way I know it, but this is how I understand it.
What's the use of incarnated down here to the third dimension?
Well, reincarnation, of course, I think everybody in your audience would understand that, but just so we're on the same page. To reincarnate, you have to redo something. Reincarnation, which means simply to enter again into the meat body on an iron strata of stratification, simply meaning reincarnate, come again into the flesh or the meat, incarnation. And then it means the ion or strata of belief. This is incarnation. So it means to enter once again into the third dimension, to undergo that you have not been able to graduate before because your vibrations are still too low. So it simply means that if we were here before and we're back again, it's because we have a lesson to learn. In few cases, it's to volunteer to correct a karma, because nobody understood at one time that there, wherever is karma, there's dharma, but it's not the only way to re-erection or re-interaction or re-institution. It simply means that karma means to get to on a physical plane to undo or to redo or to understand something you did wrong. But they also taught dharma. And dharma means that once you mentally, spiritually understand it, there's no need to go through it but one more time. You can't escape the physical reality, if you want to call physicality a reality. It means that you must still come again to see what you said you were going to do when your soul was free, if you can do it encased in a body and correct those wrongs. So that is pretty much what is called reincarnation, to redo it again till you get it straight. Or in this case, reincarnation is going to stop because our planet is going from the third to the fifth dimension. So this is really much the last cycle to get it right. This is why people feel that desperation and feel that time is speeding up, and it is. Days are flying by, because as we get there, you're going to hear people say things. And I told this to people last year, and they already said, "Man, how did you know this? I never thought I'd hear somebody say this." You're seeing things being said. You know, you got this David Letterman, and you've got, I mean, people are going to say things they don't even realize they're going to say themselves, because the time for truth is here. You tell a lie and you lie to yourself, you go down in vibrations, you get diseased, and you cannot stay with the planet. So if you lie and you lie to yourself, you lie to the planet, your vibrations are low when it's trying to speed up, you will get diseased, you will die. It doesn't mean you will cease to exist. It means you will not be able to keep the fleshly body. The fleshly body exists in light, in truth, in harmony, and in spirit.
Okay, wow. All right. Brother Red Pill, you still there?
Yeah, I'm definitely here.
Okay. You got some questions for Dr. Blair you want to ask?
Do you have any call? By the way, you got any listeners or any bloggers?
Yeah, definitely. We got the chat rooms full right now. Got a lot of people in the chat room seeing right now. We got some callers on the line. We're going to get to them in the second half of the show.
Okay.
So you'll be able to talk to the people from around the country.
Okay. Yeah, by the way, too, there are some people that contact me, Sister Alicia Murphy. I don't know if she's out there. Still waiting to hear back from you again, Sister. Don't know what happened. She was attempting to bring me one of the schools, which I was trying to get to before All Hallowed Mass, which is a heck of a time this year. I was trying to get that in to have the people do some certain, well, anyway, to get past all of that. And, of course, many of the brothers out there, Brother Rich, of course, you'd be Brother Rashid, Brother Bowens, all of them again. And I know they have been in contact with me, but things seem to be going kind of slow there in New York. I really wish I could have made this fair. I understand, too, that they're having a fair there, too, with the sisters, the Circle of Sisters. But I didn't get invited to that one, but one of my friends did. But I don't see how I can make that. But I'm simply saying, again, the products that I have are good. They are needed. They're needed by anybody who really wants to raise vibrations. And let me say one other thing, and then I'll shut my mouth. Please avoid those shots. If you haven't made a decision by understanding any of the tapes that are out there, and it's five different tapes, including some by Dr. Deagle and myself and everybody else, if you take those shots, your first shot puts a chip into you. Okay? The second shot has an adjuvant, which helps to then use a little bit to go a long way. We only had 57,000 brought into the state of Illinois, and I think like 30 or something went to Chicago alone. They don't have enough to go around, and you ought to be happy that they don't, because it will only harm you. And if you have melanin and you're really going to take that now, it's going to take the rest of your fight for this month or so, or the rest of this year, just to get rid of it again. It is nothing that can help you. And the way I understand it, again, the last batch is a combination of what they would call, to make the so-called swine flu, is Ebola and anthrax. Anthrax wiped out animals in Europe and the United States. Ebola hit in 1898, hit again in 1908, and the only people in Africa that survived it were the Zulus. So that's another thing. We're doing a lot of research on products that can stop that from happening, but the biggest thing you do is avoid the shot. And if you know, there are even states now that are talking about seceding from this daggone union simply because of this mandate that they're trying to get across, that everybody must take the shot. It makes, again, these daggone, I don't even like to talk, they don't give their name, these daggone chemical companies rich, but it makes the poor people suffer simply because now they're chemically dependent. And again, if you have melanin, you cannot be chemically dependent, survive or go forth in higher consciousness.
All right.
Would it be
Dr. Delbert, would it be safe to say that they're dealing with a form of bio warfare or genetic bio warfare?
Well, yeah. War is never fair. There's no such thing as a good war. But at the same time, if you have to fight a war, then one way of doing it, it means a war, means that there are two battles, two people or two consciousness or two diametrically opposed oppositions that are fighting each other. Well, again, what's happening now is spirituality versus evil and physicality. It's nano versus bio. It's everything good versus everything bad. And we're becoming more and more polarized each day. That, of course, can only lead to a planet in dissolution, a planet that will fight back. And so we can see why things are getting rougher and rougher. We've already got Armageddon and Magon and Day over there in what they call now the Middle East. So I simply say this. Anybody that's listening to this show that watches and knows you, Brother Rich, and for most of the people there that have consciousness, knows that things are speeding up like mad here. Already we've had tsunamis. We've had earthquakes, we've had tornadoes, we've had typhoons, we've had droughts, we've had hurricanes. I mean, we've got everything going. Something is wrong. And the thing that is wrong is that the planet is trying to get right, and he's evil. You know what? Dracons are trying their best to make the last of these souls that should awake go back to sleep and control this planet and stop it from going. I'm going to state this, too, because this, I may forget this later. The reason why this planet is going through so many changes is that she is awakened. She is a female incarnation. She's gone through a lot. And the universal prime creator, call whatever you wish to be first cause, I do believe in first cause, has granted her the right to get off these laggards, these dumbed down, comatose, brainwashed, inoculated, vaccinated fools that are now bringing her down and giving her the right to get rid of them. So as they now have weather modification and are doing things to help each other to be ruling over the bulk of us, which are the majority on this planet, versus the least of them, who are what they call these androidic, I don't even know what to call them again, these Dracons is all I can call them, and they're trying their best to stay on the planet. If the planet, they exist on the fourth dimension. It's like somebody in high school messing with somebody in kindergarten. They shouldn't even be messing with us, but they do. And now the souls that are being born, these crystals are not going to allow that. So now that they're about to lose hold of what used to be their own little zoo, and more than that, if we're allowed to go to the fifth dimension in consciousness and on this planet, we'll be stronger than they were. And then they are fearful that we'll do to them what they did to us. And that means that they're going to battle like mad. This is a time where everything's going to come out of the hat. Everything that's hidden will be revealed, and people will have to face that consciousness. Like it or not, it is past anybody here's ability to stop it. You can join it, and you can join with it. But you're going to see things, if you're fighting it, that's going to make you blow your mind. You're not going to hear and see the things that you think you should. But it's happening all around you. You can see it happening all around it. I'm nearly giving a reason why I think it is happening and how it's happening.
Wow. Brother Dr. Delbert, I have a question involving the Large Hadron Collider. And I've noticed that ever since the Red Button Day, when they activated it, that things have changed considerably. They were already weird. Things were already going to the left. But ever since the Red Button, I'm starting to see a lot of things, especially with the digital world. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, both the Brookhaven and the CERN collider, super collider, they're nothing but particle accelerators. But they have taken that a step past. They lied to you already. They turned that daggone thing almost this time last year, last November, and they tested it. And the daggone thing flew out the tetrahedron. It went through those coils, those miles of coils, went out and slammed into the earth, scared them to death. They always get scared after they do something like a mad scientist would do that has no creative spirit and consciousness. Then they're going to try and correct it. So, again, what they did was to cut it down for a while and try to rebuild it. Well, the Brookhaven is already working, but it's not as big as the one in Switzerland. It's not as fast as the one in Switzerland. And the whole point is, again, the only reason they're doing that, they say they're trying to see if they can annihilate matter and bring in a new type of a matter. Well, you can do that with consciousness, not with subconsciousness. You do that with rising vibrations, not hindering vibrations. You don't make particles collide. You make particles meld. And when they meld, the field increases. We're increasing our melding rate now. We're becoming high in consciousness, if you allow. These kind of conversations that I'm holding now, and most people couldn't even contain them. They wanted to get, and they're still, by the way, too. That's another thing we can get into this. This stuff with Jay-Z and all, and Beyonce and Sasha Fierce. I mean, all these things are meant to hold you back at a time when you're supposed to be going forward. And why are they messing with melanin people? Because you have the biggest potentials to become the angels in future, and they're trying to make you the devils in the past. So as I say again, the fight is on. CERN is only a step toward what they call scalar technology, and you're getting a lot of scalar technology now in the weather. All this weather is not natural, and the way you can easily tell it, scalar technology gives you magenta flashes of lightning and orange flashes of lightning, but no thunder. When you get lightning with no thunder, it is not a cloud releasing, discharging, again, energy and moisture. It is scalar technology. And scalar technology is one of the things that causes bad chemicalization. It's causing the vibrations of the planet to go downward, causing many of the life forms and biological and birds and bees and everything to cease to exist, and is detrimental to you, too. It is the same thing that these android Dracons use, and it's not good for you. It's good for them.
Yep.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, right. I'm listening. Okay. Now, what's the reason for a lot of these planes? What's going on with these planes disappearing? They're landing, they're crashing. What's going on with that?
Well, the planes, you know, there's a death ceiling really imposed on our planet in one sense again, and it's not. Well, all right, let me start back. When you say a lot of these planes have always crashed. It's just that there are now more planes up, more people flying, so you get more opportunities to crash. And they're being reported more than they were before. If you remember the English woman, Amelia Earhart, and going back into pre-World War I and II, the planes crash all the time. And the piece gets shot down all the time. But we're now more conscious of it because a lot of this happened over there near your area, especially there in New York and the Bay and Harbors there. So that's why you're more conscious of it again. There are many planes that go reported that, you know, there are many people. Believe this or not, because I had to, and I'm going to say this slowly, because I have a hard time understanding, because I can't understand where they're coming from. They say that over 1,000 ships, meaning, again, planes and vessels of the sea, disappear in the area of the Bermuda Triangle every year and go unreported or whatever way people don't seem to know about it. That blew my mind. I'm still trying to research that out to be a truth, but I got it from 5 different sources that still is an activating point right there where things disappear. We don't understand half the things that are going on our planet, and, I don't want to go further than that. I'll leave it with that.
All right. Now, when I say psychic vampire, what does that mean to you when I say, what are psychic energy vampires? What does that mean?
What are psychic energy vampires?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a psychic energy vampire can be a cell phone. A psychic energy vampire can be a person, a place, or a thing. If that thing is on a wavelength that takes energy from something that has life force in it, which is you or anything that is biological, then it is a vampire. What has been created on this planet are substitutes for nanonization. Nano means small, technical things. Micro means small biological things. The difference between biological and nano, one has life force from universal prime creator's mind, the other is man or stupid made or android made or Dracon made, which uses technology because it doesn't have the biological consciousness of life. It cannot produce on a life form because it is not a life form. It has no soul. So it must produce on a technical thing. So everything that's nano now means it's being made small. They have nano germs now. They have nano insects now. I mean, you have to do some reading and searching. It's out there. They have nano everything. It is their way of replicating, not duplicating, because they can't duplicate, replicating what they can, what they see around them and the form they can use. So that nanotechnology is for those that are synthetic. Bio and microtechnology or microology is a thing for those who serve the universal creator. You have microbes in you which you can work with because you can contain them, control them, and your immune system will fight for them. But when you get technology that is now nano, you might have some plastic or metal being induced like they do in some of these shots and stuff, which will not act in the same way to your immune system because they've been manufactured in technology, but they're very small. One is the world of those who are spiritual, the other is the world of those who are non-spiritual, and the two cannot coexist any longer. That's why the fight is on.
Okay. Red Pill, you were telling me you wanted to ask something about the moon.
I want to know about the significance of them sending the bomb to the moon. I believe it's early this month that it's supposed to occur. NASA is supposed to be sending a 50-ton bomb, I believe, to detonate. And they're searching for what they said they're searching for water or something.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on the moon. These are just hidden ways of getting done. So that when the people, you know, they can lie to the fool a long time, but you know what you say, but you can't lie but so long. First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on us. Third time, shame on me for even believing you. They've lied so much about the moonshot. They didn't go when they said they're supposed to go. They got bases up there when the aliens took them up here and granted them the will to do so. On the dark side of the moon, it's got all kind of cities and lights up there again. The whole moon has been abused as a way station for the longest time. They know this because they were taken there. They didn't get there. That's why they have a hard time going back, because they never went on their own in the first place. They were taken up there. And then they were showed how to use these magnetic devices to get up there on their own after they signed a treaty with some of the moon people. That's another whole story there again. They already know that there's air on the moon and there's water on the moon. But now, since they told that lie, they got to thank you that they got to discover if there's life up there. There was a book out almost 20 years ago called Our Mysterious Spaceship Moon. It talked about the Hadley Riles. It talked about things going on in Mare Crisium, Aristarchus, Tycho. Tycho is a hub of tracks and things. It's the bottom part of the moon there. It's a hub of activity. There was even a film that came out that I know you guys know about, the sister on the moon, where they found supposed to be a spaceship with a 1.5 billion-year-old spaceship. I don't know. That's what they're claiming, that a sister was a pilot of. But either way, they found heads on the moon. They've found heads of robots on the moon. The moon is very much populated. So now that some activity might be seen, they're making you think that the activity is being done by them, so that if you see it, you won't have any doubt about it. Have a doubt about anything that they tell you, especially NASA, which means never a straight answer.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines real quick and get to some callers. Before I do, let me give you the caller number again. Number 646-727-2039. Once again, our special guest for today is Dr. Delbert Blair. We're going to go to the caller with a 919 area code. Caller, are you there?
Sir, peace.
Yeah, how you doing, brother? You got a question?
Yeah, I got a question for Dr. Blair. Lately, I've been getting this tickling sensation in my right ear, and, you know, I've been kind of bugging with it because I'll just be chilling, and all of a sudden my right ear starts to tickle. So I'm thinking it's wax. I'm, like, putting Q-tips in there, seeing maybe if I got a hair or something in there, and nothing came out. The other day I'm meditating, and I got to a point where I felt like the front of my head, like the pineal gland, I kind of felt it like it was vibrating. But at the same time, that tickling in my right ear came back. And it was like, it felt like I had an energy portal shooting through my right ear. So I'm just calling to find out if you have any understanding of what that could possibly be, because I don't know.
I think I do. And, of course, I have a workshop that I give, Techniques of Meditation. I've given in New York there 3 times now. If I ever get back there, if you ever get out to our center, I'd like for you to sit in on it. It will explain about what all those different vibrations and sounds are you. Every soul has a tone, and that tone's beginning to resonate now. The cleaner you are, and the more you're trying to get rid of the airwax and the dross and the bad food and all the things that have slowed you down, and the more you're raising vibration, you become aware of that tone. Many of them now are diagnosed as tinnitus, the biggest stupid thing I ever heard of. But, again, they do so many things that just since I don't respect them, but I respect them for the evil ignorance that they prefer. Like Crawford, I guess I don't even worry about it. But again, if a person is trying and they see this and nobody's telling them another side for truth, then of course you would ask that question. But yes, it's because you're toning. And tonality is what the planet gives off. Everybody has a vibrational rate. All souls have one. And it can teach you to tune it out when you want to, tune it out. And that also lets you know when you begin to make those phone calls that you don't require the telephone, because that's the same tone you're going to use.
I appreciate that. Peace.
Thank you, brother.
And by the way, that can be increased and isolated by gold. The more you use that gold, you can begin to work with that and isolate that pineal gland and the portions of the brain that are now kicking in. It's all good. It's all wonderful. But I can say, when you get evil people telling you lies, and you probably try to destroy the very thing that's helping you, you're simply on tune, you're in tune, and you're on the rise. You're on the vibrational rate of going upward.
Okay. Let's get to another caller. Caller from, this is New York, 347-663. I believe it's New York. Let's caller, are you there? Yeah, 347-663, are you there, caller? Hello, hello. Yeah, I guess nobody wants to speak there.
Don't want
to
be in, huh?
Well, a lot of people just calling and they're just listening in, you know.
I understand.
Let's go to another 347 area code, 347-679. Caller, are you there? Yes, hello, 347-679, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Brother Rich? This is Eric.
All right, what's happening, brother?
Yeah, I have no questions, man. I think you just caught me in a call in because I lost track of the call and I called back in.
Oh, okay. So they're listening in the chat room and all, but they didn't want to get on air, huh?
Brother Eric, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question, man.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for the doctor. Dr. Delbert, you were saying that you were going to get into some decoding when it came to the way that they're using.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here, Dr. Blair. Yeah, I think Red Pill just got cut off, too. We having some...
Technical difficulties.
Some technical...
Now, I always get technical difficulties.
Let me ask you a question until our co-host calls back. How important is visualization, creative visualization?
Well, I think that that's the key for everything. You are what you eat, drink, and think. And in consciousness, you know, they had this thing came out, the biggest secret. Well, it was a secret, but it's a secret that many people have been using anyway. Concentrated thought is your only weapon. It's your only defense. It is you, because you are part of someone's concentrated thought. So like the Matrix tried to move before the Wachowski brothers made it into a martial arts movie only, everything we do affects everything we do. When we're physical, we're affected by the mental. And the more you enter into the world of the mental, the world you're entering into the world of that has created you, the universal crime creator's mind. So when you begin to do that, this is why geniuses are made. This is why people create things and get patents for it, because when you tune to universal mind, there's nothing you can't know. The point is, can you hold the vibrations enough to create on the physical plane that is coming from the higher planes? And, of course, when you do so, you're now qualifying to go past the physical plane. And that's what the whole life process is, to learn as a soul what it is to be low to the lowest denominator, third dimension, and yet as a soul having the faith to prove again you're worthy of going back to the universal creative mind, being a co-creator, a pole-creator, and a universal creator. So it's simply a meaning now that we're coming back into consciousness. We begin to concentrate that thought. And believe me, people didn't do rain dances and fire dances. They didn't pray for seeds to sprout unless it worked. And at one time when our planet was low in vibration, but the heavens of Earth were high in vibration, and you appealed to those in the heavens, they produced on the Earth what you wanted. Now we're supposed to be possessors of enough knowledge to do it for self. That's why now you must pray to yourself through the universal mind is with you. That's why the churches are failing, but getting bigger. Let me explain that conundrum. The little individual churches are losing because everybody can see through what the ministers are saying. The bigger churches are growing because now people are searching for a spiritual way. They're afraid to face things as they are. They know something's right, but they know they need help. What they don't need is the help they're getting. What they need is the help that's within them. They're now making people go through someone else, a third party, to reach the universal creator. If you have melanin, you are already part of the universal creator. If you have any type of melanin, you already are vibrational in sequence with that universal creator. And if you didn't, you couldn't exist, because you came from the soul in the guff, and you go back to the soul in the guff. It's what you do in that party stage between the parting from the consciousness of the high going to the consciousness of the low. So when you're within yourself, all you have to do is to think on it. I tell people, go to sleep at night. Don't just go to sleep. When you go to sleep, it's just like you take a Maserati, put it in the worst parking on the street in the worst neighborhood you can think of, leave the key in the ignition and the door open. That's what you do when you go into the other side, when you go to sleep at night without making preparations. When you go with a thought in mind. Go with actions that you want to take from the highest source. qualify by asking for it and showing that you have enough sense to know that there are certain numbers you can dial while in your sleep, meaning by that you can go places. But understand your vehicle of transportation is your soul. It's still locked into the body. That's why you come back. So when you can use that, they used to have soul armies. They used to fight the Tukaluski, which the British found out about and so, and magic is based on. We can do anything we want with melanin if we wake up, that when we're going to wake up, we're really going to sleep. And when we're going to sleep, we're really waking up, because we are souls trapped in a body that forgot that we're not the body, but the soul. The soul is here for an experience. Each time it leaves at night, so you can clean up that body. And, of course, you need less sleep the more you keep a clean body. But if not, you got to get rid of all those poisons and toxins and all the defecation and all that. But while out there, you're now part of universal mind. And you can ask any question you want if you have enough faith. But if you don't have a faith, you're going to have to wait for a rabbi, a priest, well, I don't even want to name them. You got to ask for somebody else to go for you, a trip that you should make on your own, because otherwise you're always going to have doubt.
Okay. Let's get back to the question Brother Red Pill Pat had. What question were you going to ask him, Brother Red Pill?
I just wanted him to get into the ritual with these musicians. It seems that they're embracing the occult now, so I wanted to know if you had anything to add on to that.
Oh, boy. Oh, do I? Oh, how far do I venture? Let's just say this, that most of these A&R men work for big companies, and most of these big companies are controlled by Dracons, what I call Dracons, a superficial type of life here that has a higher vibration than we did, but was less in vibration than what our potency can be. So they must always control. How do they control these new crystal children being born, these wonderful souls that are coming in with all kind of psychic power, with all kind of consciousness and soul, that have the ability to transform this planet in 30 days' time if they can be let to mature and can tune into the planetary frequency? So what do? They give them all the things to hold them back. And I could probably make a lot of your audience very angry, but I'll simply say this. If you check through what I'm going to tell you, and check to, in fact, if you're here, we even have, I do whole workshops on all these new, what they call government names that are being given to most of the people that are in rap and hip-hop and the whole bit, some of the best names there. If you notice, when they just had the Emmy Awards, you had phenomena happening up there. First of all, you had, when the awards are being given, you had this woman, this forget her name, this this woman that sings, she sings Westerns and stuff. Nobody knew much about her until Kanye went up there and said, oh, you know, Beyonce has the best video out and so on and so forth again. Well, this is all
Taylor
staged.
Swift.
Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift. She was actually the highest selling artist in 08 when I did the research on her. But on a country, you know, she's a country singer.
Yeah, country western. Again, yeah, yeah.
And
so,
to show that it, I don't mean to cut you up, to show that it was a farce, 2 days prior to the awards, the sheet leaked. They had it on the internet with all the awards already, you know, it's already predetermined who's going to win, and that sheet actually leaked. So,
yeah, well, you see, all of that was to, that was her initiation into the Illuminati Society. That's all. Right. And if you notice again, even to, you know, look at all these things again. You've got, I have to get back now to my repertoire on hip-hop and the repertoire and pop and all this kind of stuff. But if you notice again, most of these major artists now, they are part of the same syndicate. They have to be initiated into it. They were flashing the goat sign all over there, if you notice, that little double-pointed Texas Longhorn, as your ex-president used to say. You know, but that was the goat sign, Baphomet, the goat god. They all are part and parcel of it. They all have sold their souls, and, of course, they can get anything they want. They can be very rich. That's wonderful. But what does it say? What profiteth a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And, unfortunately, their souls are gone. But if you notice that dance, now, Beyonce is a good-looking woman. I make no thing. I'm a man. I like looking at Beyonce. But if you look at some of the things that they're doing, if you saw that dance, and what do they call this? They got this song out now, you know, If you wanted, you should have put a ring on it.
Single ladies dance that she
ladies,
was doing, yes.
There you go, single ladies. There you go. If you noticed on that show, that started off with one woman, Beyonce. It wound up with 50 sisters out there. I mean, and there were some beautiful women up there, all of them doing the Hoochie Mama dance. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, every man's going to get that attention, but look at what they're vibrating to. I never thought I'd see Beyonce do a dance like that before. Yeah, she's sexy, and yes, but that was downright hoochie mama. That's what you see little Kim doing and stuff like that. And even she tried to get that. You can see what's happening. And in fact, there's some other things I won't say here, but you know, there's some other research I've done. You'd be amazed at the connection some of these people have. I was amazed to find it out. Hurt me to find it out, but let me know again. We're in those final days. We all have to make decisions. What do we sell? What is worth it? What is our soul? And that's about it.
Okay. My question is, what is the power that the that this music has, though, sonically? What is the power? Because they're tapping into a very powerful source, and they're pushing an agenda, I feel, through the medium of music. So just for the listening audience, what is the power of the basically this music they're putting out?
Well, melanin wants rhythm. Melanin is rhythm. Melanin goes with waves and sequences. It goes with troughs and coughs. It goes with trusts and highs and lows. It follows the wavelength and vibrations. It loves cadence and beat because it measures the beat of the consciousness of the universal prime creator's mind. So when you have melanin, you want rhythm. You want order. You want synchronization. All those songs that they sing have a beat, and I mean a definite beat. Each one is in cadence with every cycle you can get into again. And that's captivating because that rhythm captivates the mind because the brain is, it gets past, you see, our brain, well, here's another whole big deal again. We've got a lot of components to our brain. You've got the left brain, which is logical, orderly, and reasonable, and begins to check and balance. The right brain believes anything you tell it. And if you tell it three times, your own word is going to believe it. That's why a lot of these ministers will have you repeat, "I say this and this," and then they say, "Now say this," and they'll tell you, "Say this three times." By the third time, you've said it in your own voice, which means your right brain now believes it. It's a self-hypnosis. It's a way that I've used to be in hypnosis like mad. So I know how this thing works. So what happens now is they get all these under-trackings. And as you know, they can go 113 levels beneath undertracking. You never find with this down there. But these things play on the right brain, which can go to any frequency that the universal creator can produce. And it gets past the logical thought and consciousness and reaches your subconscious. It programs you. It'll tell you one of the reasons for the crime rate going up is because these towers are up everywhere. And that's just a whole job. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, anytime you are under a dome, whether it be a church, whether it be a stadium, whether it be a hip-hop concert, whether it be a symphony, whether it be a pop, whether it be a jazz concert, whether it be a movie simplex, if you have a dome on it, you can begin to create a distraction by focusing on the central figure, which is a band, a singer, a dancer, with your left brain, and then they can broadcast a wavelength very high through the air. Your right brain picks it up, and without the left brain giving consent, the right brain now believes it. You can do and hypnotize a person to do almost anything you want to just by, again, focusing and counter-focusing.
Wow. Excellent.
Let's get this, once again, the call number is 646-727-2039. We're on the lines with Dr. Delbert Blair. Let's get to another caller. Caller from 323 area code. Yes, caller, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on, Brother Rich?
All right, how you doing, Brother?
I'm good, man. I'm West Coast, L.A. Dr. Blair, I listened to you a couple times on the front page throughout.
Oh, yeah, they
LA.
Stopped bringing me on front page now. Dominic didn't bring me on anymore.
Exactly, sir. I was wondering, could you elaborate on how you talked about how our DNA isn't supposed to be stranded, but it's supposed to be like a rope-like. And with the people that are going to inhabit the planet around 2012 and afterwards, would these people have that type of DNA?
Yes. The helixes within the DNA, those coiled springs, are beginning to multiply. You know, some of these geneticists and these, I don't even know what to call them. I don't like to even give them titles because I've lost respect for them. But these allopathic doctors now say we have junk DNA. The Creator did not make any junk, okay? That is broken strands of DNA with the helixes codified because they were working with people down here. We have lost sight of whom we are and the kind of bodies that are melanated and what they're capable of. You know, they can live on the surface, inside Earth, outside Earth, and can travel to other planets, just do what they call the Merkaba. But when you're now breaking those things, it shows that we've been worked. We're not the kind of super beings that we're supposed to be. But the restoration is coming with this new magnetic energy and this new magnetic field and with this second sun. That's why they're trying to tell you that magnetism is getting weak. They wish it would get weak. Because once we can begin to become the spiritual contacted souls that we are, we can use all of those things for our own good. And it will heal faster, we'll think faster, we'll be able to bilocate, we'll be able to astral travel. Everything we think we could do, which the planet used to be able to do until they lowered the vibrations of the planet, is being restored because the planet is being let out of prison and the planet can take with her whoever she wants. We're nothing but mitochondria anyway. I hate to put it like that, but that's what we are. On the big cell returning to the higher parts of the earth, of the creator's body.
Okay, okay. Let's get to the next call. We were just in California. I think this is in Atlanta, area code 404. Let's Cole, are you there? 404-368.
Yeah, I'm just listening, Bro Rich.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, brother.
All right.
Yeah, and for the brother who called from California there, remember the website. Even though I'm not up there again, I still need support because you know, ain't nobody on the wrong side of the fence going to support me with the things I say and break it down so anybody can understand it. So without your support, I'm lost. So anyway, out there, yeah, they stopped bringing me on front page, but there's still some people trying to get me out there. The sister that brought me there before and trying to get me up there into the Oakland, San Francisco. By the way, too, out there in California, be very careful. They have started a lot of seismic activity out there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And kind of be wary of those signs. There's a lot of people and a lot of consciousnesses that are being trained to try to stop this from happening by meditating. This is where people can really use that prayer. Not just talking about get a governor elected or a mayor elected or a president elected, that you get the president of the world, meaning by that again, the world governor, the source of earth, that you support the earth and to make the earth, ask earth to be peaceful and to counteract these things they're doing, because they're really to wipe people out like mad, man, believe me. And they're doing a lot of these seismic things underneath the ocean. This is why we're getting all these tsunamis and these, because anytime you get a tsunami, something either imploded that came from outside in Christ or blew up underneath there. They're not telling you why these earthquakes are being sounded. But that also is part of the scalar technology. And with your mind, enough minds concentrating with spiritualness, you'd be surprised what you can do. You can affect people. You can affect places. You can affect things. But the main thing is they have to have some kind of resonance that you have to tune to. So I wanted to throw that out there, too, because had I been allowed to come in the front page, I would have told people this. But, of course, as I say, they're no longer inviting me to speak out there.
Give them your website again, Dr. Blair.
It's www.themetacenter.com. That's themetacenter. www.themetacenter.com. There's somebody out there in New York that stole MetaCenter from me now, too. I've got some brothers looking into that, and Brother Rich, I need to talk with Brother Rashid, too, and all about that kind of thing. But somebody out there is using the MetaCenter, and it's confusing people because they call it the MetaCenter East. I have no MetaCenter East. The only MetaCenter is located here in Chicago. Okay, so that's another thing. And, of course, our landline is 708-422-6685. 708-422-6685. And I hope some people are either recording this or writing some of this down because I need to get your help. I need you to buy some of these products. They can help you, but they can't help you if you don't get them.
Hey, Red Pill, what was you telling me about something about the red cloud? Where was that at? It was like a big
Australia.
Red... Okay, yeah. What happened?
The red
that?
Death cloud in Australia.
Have you heard of that, Dr. Blair?
No, I haven't heard about a red death cloud in Australia. Mm-mm.
Now, what exactly
how long?
It actually happened right before the occurred in Indonesia, which is, you know, close to Australia. And it basically, it happened twice. It was a red dust cloud that had the whole of Australia, Sydney, and the outside places looking completely red. It was similar to the movie Mission to Mars when they were on Mars. That's how it looked.
Wow.
So
you know,
you can find it on Google. They didn't report it. They underreported. But it's on YouTube and it's on Google also.
It's on YouTube and Google?
Yeah,
what do you type in? Australia Red Death Cloud or?
You put Australia Red Death Cloud.
Okay, writing that down. I would definitely do that. I get some of my people in the center to do that for sure. Now, I hadn't heard anything about that. I had heard that they were been saying that there was a sandstorm with germs in it coming out of Africa.
Really?
They put that, oh, yeah, and this is how they were preparing to get the swine flu foolishness by, because they were going to say that, you know, it mixed with this cloud that came from Africa, and that's why I guess it's going to attack black people. I have no idea the ridiculous type of things that they assuage, but I know that they were talking about this was coming. But, of course, there are sand that does come out of Africa, and if you notice the people on the islands in the Caribbean, especially in St. Croix, St. Thomas, Puerto Rico, all those places back there, they tell you that's their legend, that cloud that comes out of there dissipates hurricanes. And when the cloud doesn't come out, you get more hurricanes. The only thing they're not understanding is these are not natural cloud formation nor natural hurricanes. These are HAARP and ISACAT and SCALAR and ELADA out of Russia. These are weather-modifying devices. So the same thing that used to do one thing doesn't do it anymore, because we got a new god in town, the god technology Nano, you know, up there trying to mess with the earth and trying to mess with us.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know that, and I'm going to definitely look into it.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep the phone lines coming in. Talk to the people from around the country. This is an 803 area code. Don't know where this is from. 803, are you there?
Yeah, this is Planet of Brooklyn. This brother don't trust that much.
Okay, what's going on, brother? You got a question for Dr. Blair?
Yeah, I would like to ask Dr. Blair, being that the universe is changing at a high rate, would we feel this? Would we feel the gravitation of the Earth? Say, when you're walking, you feel like sometimes you float up or balance, or like you have some sort of unbalance. Or if you're sitting still, sometimes you feel your body pulling forward, like wanting to go, or the spirit wanting to go before the body. Would that be possible?
Yeah. Now you hit on something very, very interesting, and you made it very succinct, very to the point. Many people are going to suffer what they call imbalance in the semicircular canals, okay? Just like the brother was calling in there, you know, he didn't say tendonitis, but I say that's what they mostly diagnose. You got tendonitis and this kind of thing. We are not physical. We are souls in a physical body to experience life on third dimension and experience what it feels to move away from higher consciousness, what it's like to that for you, think about it before you do it again. We are souls, therefore, that have no form. We got into a formation that was necessary for a planet with a low gravitational field and a sun, and unfortunately a moon too here. So we're not physical. Remember that when things begin to happen, it seems like it's disassociated. Since we are not physical, and for the longest time we were told we were physical, now when you separate that, you get times when you're out of sync. And when your thoughts go to the soul plane, it kind of messes with, if I could use a vernacular, the body parts and body plane, because it's all interpreted through our brain and our central nervous system. The problem is that on the top of the 32nd vertebrae, as the Sephora teaches again, you have the mount, you have the lizard brain, or you have the animal brain, the reptile brain. And that reptile brain differentiates all thoughts and all energies that come up or down that spine. And that's what connects the physical body with the most high consciousness body. That activated body is being activated by McDonald's and Wimpy's and White Castle and every other thing, with all these genetically modified things, all these shots that people are taking, all this pus that they're drinking, eating in the form of ice cream and milk, all these things to caught that to get you so you can't reach that higher brain, and you get caught up in the reptile brain. The reptile brain does four things, and it does them, and all start with F: fight, feed, flee, and fornicate. That's all it does. Most impulses now, getting from the music we listen, the food we eat, the things we drink, the things we breathe, are all to keep you just low. Fighting, feeding, you know what else again, and fornicating and you know, and flying away. You either fly or run from it or run to it or something like this. We're being told to stay low in vibration. So when you synchronize that, you accept it. But when you find that you can go from high consciousness, and then you're interfered with by low consciousness, you're aware of that. It gets you out of balance. In many cases, your thoughts are so fast that they precede the actions of your body, and your soul is moving forward before the physical body responds to it. So that puts you out of sync, okay? But that's what you call the good part of that is sixth sense. So what you do is you be still and let your mind go forth, and then let your body follow. That's what the chi is in martial arts. When you can do that, you can do wondrous things. But you must first be aware that you can go in higher vibration, and if you take the monatomic gold, you'll find that gets to balance. You'll be able to move faster in thought, physical, mental, and spiritual. That's one of the things the gold can do for you in 24 hours.
Right, because that's what I feel at times. Like, I walk, and then I feel like, man, I'm moving 100 miles an hour, and I'm like, is there rockets on my feet or what?
Hmm.
You know, and then sometimes I'll stand still, and I feel like the ground is, I'm coming up, and the ground is going down, and it's just like, what is this going? Is this because of the universe? Is it the rate of the change messing with the actual gravitational pull that we were once used to, being that everything is getting rechanged to another state?
Well, see, we don't understand gravity. Gravity's been taught to us by these, I don't know. Like I say, I've lost so much respect for these people. I studied with them, but it came to departure when I turned to the spirit and they turned to the mundane. In other words, you know, they tell you all these basic laws of fit, no two things can occupy the same spot, the body's tending motion. Shoot, they got 12 things can occupy the same spot, depending on what vibration and what kind of a resonance you're in. Well, guess what I'm saying is, come back to this reality if it makes sense to you. You are not physical. You
right,
are a
right.
soul in a physical body.
Right.
Anytime that soul gets ahead of the physical and the physical can't keep up, you get imbalanced. That's when either you have to get to your balance, you go to sleep, or you kind of adjust it again. If you can raise the vibrations of your blood to a higher frequency to match that soul frequency, everything gets in order. And then you can begin to use that to astral travel, to awaken the Merkaba, to do many things. That's what this planet and people with melanin used to be able to do. That's what the pyramid was for.
Right.
You know,
sorry to cut you. I do astral project very much. Like one time I couldn't astral project for like 2-3 months, and then after a while it just came back like tremendous, because like I've been changing my diet to like I just eat fish and like a little like fish, shrimp, maybe a little lobster or whatever. But I mainly eat a lot of vegetables and fruits.
And get the juices in. The juices have electrolytes in them. The juices have a high currency frequency there, especially if they're green, okay? That's another thing. We have many products. Not only will the gold help you to raise frequency, but if you do the juices, it doesn't take anything to process it. So you're not using up energy to process it. You're getting the life force out of it quickly, and you're asking for more life force. The more life force you have, the faster the cells stay balanced, the quicker they begin to respond to their own DNA, and the more they stay specialized. Specialized cells will now stop operating on a faster weight of vibration. That's why they're giving you all these poisons and calling them food, giving you all these sucrose and aspartame. It's not food. These are food to keep you a reptile and keep the reptiles in control of your body. If you want a reptile to control your body, then give it to them. You know, we're coming into that holiday now that never should be celebrated, you know, that Feast of Samhain and All Hallows Eve and all that foolishness. You're going to see more little babies being killed and slaughtered, people disappearing now to get this feast out, because the souls are about to escape from this damn dogmatic, low vibrational place that they've set up. You're right on the cusp of escape. And now they're putting it to everything they can to make you get the shots and eat the wrong food and drink pop and everything else. Get into those life-giving sources. Go up to our website. We got some energy things up there, daily energy greens. All you got to do is mix it with some good water, not tap water, good water. Or mix it, use a juicerator. Raise your vibrations. You'll find all that balances out, because what they're trying to do is to stop you from becoming their equal, because a year or two later, you're going to be past them. You're going to be their gods. And they're so scared of you going to do what you're going to do, what they did to them, they don't know what to do.
Once again, calling number 646-727-2039. Let's continue with the calls. We got 45 minutes left. We on the phone with Dr. Delbert Blair. He already gave you the website. He told you the products. And let's continue to get the information going on. 919 area code. Call, are you there? Yes, hello. Call, are you there? 919-803, are you there? Okay, I guess we're going to be moving fast. I guess he or she doesn't want to speak. Let's see, we're going to get to the 205 area code. Call, are you there?
Yes. Greetings, brothers, greetings.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, I'm good.
Where you from, brother?
Blair.
Where you from?
I called last night from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Lee.
Okay, yeah, what's up, brother?
Brother Lee, hey, it's all good.
All right.
Yes, I'm a question for Dr. Blair, I don't know if anybody else has been experiencing it for the last 3 or 4 months. I work outside, and I've been having this urge to look into the sun. You know, they say you look in the sun, you know, to blind you, you know, and you're supposed to look into the sun. But about 3 months ago, I just got this urge to look into the sun, and I peered straight through all the rays, and what I saw was this big ball of energy, I mean, like a planet, just vibrating. And over the last couple of months, the vibration has got faster. I don't know if anybody else experiencing this or what, but, you know, but it, I don't be blind when I look into the sun. The rays don't blind me. And I made it, I don't know if the,